Say, Jimmy Stewart, you haven't forgotten that familiar Thursday evening custom of ours, have you?
Not at all, Bob. After all, Maxwell House and I are old friends, you know. I used to be on this show myself. As a matter of fact, I held down your job a couple of times, you remember?
I certainly do, Jimmy. And just for old time's sake, I think you ought to do the honors for this evening.
Swell. Thanks, Bob. Well, pull up your chairs, everybody. It's time right now for that grand Thursday evening custom. A moment of relaxation over a steaming, fragrant cup of Maxwell House coffee. And as usual, we're inviting you all, wherever you are, to join us in your own homes. All set, Warren?
All set, Jimmy. Here's your cup. And friends, yours and yours, too. Sugar? Cream? Now sit back and enjoy the friendly stimulation of your new Maxwell House coffee while Meredith pipes us a tune. We now pause briefly for station identification.
KFI, Los Angeles.
Ladies and gentlemen, we continue the second part of our Maxwell House show, and after our program is over tonight, all of us are going out to the Westwood Village Theater near Hollywood to see the preview of The Ike Follies of 1939, which stars Joan Crawford with James Stewart, Lou Ayres, and Lewis Stone. But right now, we're going to have a special preview for you by doing a scene or two from the picture. The Ike Follies of 1939, in addition to having all the thrilling skating stars, Bess Earhart, Roy Shipstead, Shipstead and Johnson, and the International Ike Follies, presents a story around the lives of three young people, Jimmy Stewart and Lou Ayres, who do a turn on skates, and Joan Crawford, who sings in their act. As our scene opens, they have just finished a performance in the Hollywood skating rink, and the manager of the rink is talking to them backstage.
How'd we do, Mr. Barnes?
Oh, it's a swell act, kids. I never saw better.
Oh, did you really like us? Me too?
No, who could complain about you? A little lady with a figure like yours, with that voice and personality? Say, I hope they're paying you enough dough.
Oh, he's such a nice man. If I hadn't met you first, darling, he'd be the one.
Oh, yeah? So come on, run along, get there.
How about buying a hungry girl a sandwich later?
Listen, do you ever stop eating? Well, Mr. Barney, can I pick him? Is that 20 carat or... Yes.
Oh. Oh, it's a beautiful girl. A lot of talent.
Yeah, she was selling cigarettes in the Kansas City rink when I met her. Heard her voice. Here she is.
Well, that's certainly wonderful. You know, I was telling Mr. Maxwell I never really enjoyed an act more. I think he's dead wrong about letting you out.
Out? Well, he's firing us? Why?
Well, he says...
A singer don't belong in an ice skating act.
Well, that's funny. Those are almost the exact words he used. Well, I'll go see about getting your dough.
Now, let me tell you something, mister. You fellows will never do this to us again.
Well, no, sure not. Why should we?
Because someday we're going to be the sensation of the country, and someday I'm going to show the world. I'm going to do things on ice that have never been done before.
Sure, sure.
I'm getting off skates. I'm producing from now on.
Hey, Val, there's a show going on.
I'm
going
to tell stories on ice, written especially for skaters and singers
sure,
and
sure,
dancers.
Of course you are.
And you can tell that boss of yours he'll be coming to me on bended knees someday for my ice folly.
Come on, kid, let's get dressed.
Okay. So you saw this coming?
Well, I happen to look in my crystal ball, the one that tells the future.
And yeah. Well, go ahead and tell me that I was wrong. You were right.
Oh, not me. I never crow when another guy lays an egg.
Well, I haven't laid an egg, pal. I'm right, and they're wrong, and you're wrong. And someday I'm going to show you all. Because I got ideas that are going.
It's me.
Oh, come in, honey.
There's a nasty rumor around that it takes women a long time to get dressed. But seeing you two still in negligee...
Yeah, shut up, sweet. Get your baggage packed, will you?
What's happened?
Well, I quit.
You quit? When they liked us so much, why?
Well, I'm sick of working on joints and getting paid off in peanuts.
Darling, you can eat peanuts.
Say, what is this, mutiny? Who's running this show, anyway?
You are, of course, but I...
Well, then, let's not have any back talk from the help.
Well, that was a brilliant career I had. A little short,
now, listen,
but...
Listen. Now, honey, just leave our lives in my hands, will you? Word of honor, I'll take good care of them. Now, stop giving me this why and when and what for business. Just keep yesing me. You won't regret it.
All right. Ask me something.
Did you ever meet anybody as handsome, as talented, as all-around wonderful as I am?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. That's the wrong question. Hop to it now. Wait for us outside.
Okay.
Well, what are you sitting there for? Come on, get that stuff together.
Alas, poor Skate, you served me well. Farewell, dear runners. Mayhap our lives will never touch again.
You should have been an actor.
Mm-hmm.
That very night, Larry and Mary fly to Yuma, where they're married. They fly back and go up to Eddie's room next morning to break the news to him.
How'll we break it to him?
Well, it will be subtle. I'll show him the license.
I'm a little scared, Larry. I mean, I'm worried.
What nice talk, a 3 hours old bride.
Well, suppose he doesn't like it.
Well, we're over 21. Now, sweet, have some sense. He loves us both.
Well, you've been pals a long time, and a girl steps in.
Why, you're crazy. Well, that's one of the reasons I'm married.
Well, if I've been in my right mind, what chance would you have had?
That's enough lip from you. Well, maybe just a little more lip. Maybe just a little. There. Now, let's go in.
The bride gets lifted over the threshold. A very important custom.
Oh, well, all right. Don't get used to this. It's not going to happen again.
Well, we've taken care of one tradition. But there's another thing we should have. Something old and something blue.
Something old, something blue. Mm-hmm. Let's see now. There it is. There it is, my partner.
Where have you two been all night?
Get set, Mug. We've got news for you. Oh, you hold them, Mary, while I tell them.
Eddie, we're married.
What?
Married. Us. Yuma, Arizona, this morning.
Oh.
Well, come on, react. Give out with many happy returns or condolences or something.
Oh, sure. Excuse me. Congratulations.
And you can kiss the bride, too, can't he, bride?
Well, just as once.
Well, that's not very good. That'd be special.
Say, will you excuse me a minute? I got a few things to attend to.
Is it five to Yuma?
Yes.
Must be a nice trip. I'm leery of flying myself. Birds don't try to ride in automobiles, so why should human beings?
Eddie.
Yes?
Why don't you say it?
Say what?
What's on your mind? What you really think about Larry and me getting married?
Well, I like it. Hey, I got coffee on the
stove. No, Eddie, please.
I like it.
Only what?
Well, how did a guy begin? I'd rather cut my tongue off before I heard you out here.
But, Eddie, I want to hear.
Well, he used to be on ice what Gable is on picture scenes, and now he's in his last summer's straw hat.
I'm holding him back?
Oh, I didn't say that.
But you are saying it.
No, not exactly. Look, Mary, you're a great kid, and I love you. When I hear singing, it goes in one ear and out the other. When you sing, it don't do that. Well, what's singing got to do with you?
With ice skating?
Honest, I'd rather listen to you than to anybody.
But it doesn't belong in an ice skating act, huh?
Well, does it?
I don't know. Larry seems to think it does.
The management at the Ice Palace didn't agree with him. That's why we got fired yesterday.
Fired?
Oh, that slipped out. I should keep my big mouth shut. I'm sorry.
But he said he quit.
Guy in love with a dame puts up a certain amount of fun, I guess.
Now that we're married, he'll insist that I stay with the act. He's so stubborn about some things.
Maybe, but all the same, he's a great guy.
Not a great guy. He's the greatest guy that ever lived.
Cut it out, kid. We're both fighting on the same side.
I thought I was going to be a help to him, and I'm not. I'm hindering him instead. Well, what happens now, Eddie?
Nothing happens. Everybody lives happy ever after. Just forget I shot my mouth off.
I won't be excess baggage, Eddie. I won't.
Oh, you ain't anything like that.
Oh, yes, I am. And I'll continue to be. He'll keep getting fired, and at first he'll blame audiences, his position on bills, anything and everything but me. Then he'll get to realize what's really holding him back. Maybe he'll hate me then. Oh, I can't have that happen, Eddie. I love him too much.
Thank you. Well, that certainly sounds good to me. Joan, will you save me a seat at the preview?
Right next to me, darling.
Good.
Now, wait a minute. Here, Lou's on one side of you and I'm on the other. Where are we going to put Young?
Oh, he can sit on my lap. Yee-hoo!
All right, now Gertrude Neese is going to sing a song from the Ice Follies of 1939. It's all so new to me. Come on, Gertrude.
Before we met, the sky was just a sky. The moon was not a work of art. Oh, what a revelation. If I'm looking at the world, they say it's as old as the hills, but it's so, so new to me. The way I fell in love, each thrill so heavenly. They say it's the oldest of thrills, but it's all so new. But it's all.